from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
No Steiny, Larry Kruger holding it down on this lovely Friday. The heat wave looked like it's all but over. Global warming is real. I won't talk about our politician and the candidates because that's how you get canceled. But Larry Kruger, I want to talk some baseball because I love ball. I know you do too. The Giants lose 2-3 to Toronto.
Yep.
Could have technically got swept because that great comeback the other night. But, I mean, man, they are about to enter the break. They got a 3-game set. Who they host tonight? They have...
Giants get Twins.
Yeah, the Twins. Oh, yep. Boy, not going to be easy.
No.
But when it's all said and done, the first half is about to be complete, and they're 4 games under Larry, 11 games back of the division leading Dodgers, and 3 out of the wild card, currently behind... who, Arizona, the Pirates, the Cubs, the Reds. And I just want to get your thoughts and the fans' thoughts. 888-957-9570 from the fans, because I'm disappointed. They went out, Farhan did. I thought he should have been fired. I thought he should have, you know, went with Gabe, especially when you anoint Gabe as the manager and all the stuff that was going on. But that didn't happen. You move on to this season, and the Blake Snell addition, signing, former Cy Young last year, I get it, came late in the game, right before the season started, along with Soler, Jung-Hoo Lee, we saw that worked out, he's injured, and Matt Chapman. But when it's all said and done, Larry, this team has had a million chances, it feels like, to get to 500. I believe 13 chances where they're going to a game, 1 game under, and they don't win that game, and now they're 4 under. The bullpen is just, I believe, taxed. It saved you. But what do you make of the Giants now? They DFA, the OGs, Ahmed at shortstop, and Slater's gone, you know, Mr. Public Enemy number one. But I'm just looking at this team every night. There's a new leadoff hitter. I don't know what to make of Soler. I'm not blaming them, but to hear Farhan basically blame the players and say it's up to them if they're going to add, I'm like, man, ouch. This is not good, the 2024 Giants season thus far.
Well, it's like, you know, they're roughly 500. They're under 500 right now, 45-49. They haven't been above 500 since late May. They've only been 2 games over 500 as their high water mark for the year. So... FanGraphs gives them about a 20% chance of making the playoffs. Now, they are getting Snell. They got Snell back this week. They're getting Robbie Ray. They're going to get Cobb back. So they should have some reinforcements coming in their rotation, which maybe means that they could kick a guy like Hicks or Keaton Wynn to the bullpen. That means they would have a deeper pen. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's like, do they buy? Do they sell? I mean, this is a really complicated thing. Why? Because the National League added a third wild card. And so, I mean, if you look at the National League, there's only six teams that are above, or there's only a couple teams above 500. There's only, I think there's six teams above 500 in the National League. Only two teams are eliminated. Only Miami and Colorado are eliminated. Wow. But you got about half the league sitting sub 500.
So that's a good thing. That's a good thing if you want to get in and anything can happen. The last time the Giants won a World Series, they got in through wild card.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, Arizona and the Rangers were not the best teams in baseball last year. And so do you just play for the wild card and, hey, let's see what happens in the playoffs? I guess you have to. Giants just went 3-3 on a road trip to Atlanta and Cleveland. They're sub 500. They're being outscored by about 30 or 40 runs on the year. They're fourth place in the division, but they're still just an arms, you know, they're a hot week away from being in the playoffs. So it's kind of they're in a tough call, in a tough spot. Do you buy or do you sell? I don't think.
And what would you buy what would you sell?
Well, I mean, like, what do they need? They need probably a fresh bullpen arm or two.
Okay.
They've got some starting pitching coming back. You definitely could use, an outfield bat. I mean, to me, that could help. But you want to play Ramos every day. You want to play Matos every
day. All-star Ramos. That was awesome.
Yeah, Ramos has been really, really good. I mean, Farhan, that's the other one. It's like, you know, Farhan, you know, people are like, well, you know, you got to credit Farhan for Ramos. It's like, what? Wait, excuse me? He didn't draft Ramos, and he left Ramos in the minors until the middle of May.
And he only brought him up by necessity.
Right. I mean, if Slater doesn't have an injury, Ramos is probably still in the minor leagues.
Instead,
Ramos is hitting .411 with a .514 on base against left-handed pitching, and he's hitting .331 at home, only .265 on the road, and he's hitting almost .350 in the month of July. So, I mean, you know, what do they need? I think they need, obviously, a little bit better defense. They could use one more real bat difference maker in the middle of their lineup. And I think they, you know, obviously they could use some more starting pitching, but they do have starting pitching coming back. They need more bullpen depth, but that should be taken care of once you move Wynn and Hicks back to the pen. So they could use like a Bo Bichette, a shortstop. To me, if I was Farhan, I would do two things here. I would buy a controllable bat. So somebody that you have control over for a couple of years. Give you an example. A lot of talk about Jazz Chisholm.
All right.
Chisholm.
Man.
He's got 2 years left.
I'd go to pick him up at the airport.
You know, you can. Andrew Vaughn from the White Sox, 2 years left of club control. Randy Arozarena from Tampa Bay, 2 years left of club control. So those guys make sense, I think, for the Giants because it can't be. Their trades can't be all about this year because they may not make the playoffs this year.
So you think that costs Farhan his job? I don't. I think he knows, and that's why he's got his chest out.
It should.
What I deem his chest out with these comments he's making about,
I mean,
putting the onus on the players.
Well, I mean, you've
like
run
I've
the
done
show.
Enough.
You've run the show for seven seasons.
That's a long
you
stretch.
You only have one playoff berth. You've won zero playoff series in seven seasons. As a team that has a payroll, I mean, I was just looking at their payroll. The Giants' payroll this year was $211 million.
Yeah, man. 10th.
But their revenue was $442 million, which was eighth. So they're eighth in revenue and 10th in payroll. So to me, they're basically spending right about what they should be spending. You know, they spend a lower percentage of their revenue than the Dodgers do, and they have lower revenue overall, so they're spending less money than LA does, but also a lower percentage, 47% to 52%. They need some help.
You mentioned Bichette, and I'm like,
I think they need a controllable bat, but I think they also need to. They've got Carson Wisenhunt and some of these young arms. How about trade a veteran starting pitcher away, or maybe a Matt Chapman, or maybe even a Doval? If you can get, you could probably get the most for Doval as a closer.
Who
or
can
for
we
Chapman.
Both agree? It's been, dude, he's electric when he's on, but something's going on. It's always kind of like, oh boy, a roller coaster. I don't want to ask you because I'd sound crazy. Have we seen the best of him? But something's going on, Larry. He used to come in. I like night night. Now it's like, boy, buckle up. But
they're taking a lot of pitches. They know his command is iffy,
and so if he doesn't have it, it's like just wait him out, man.
Just wait him out, and he's having some problems in the strike zone. We saw the Yankees come back on him a few weeks ago in the ninth inning. He's had some hiccups since.
Are they still born to you as a collective?
He's still valuable. Yeah,
no doubt about it.
He's valuable.
Larry, as this team, have they changed? Because I went to the Yankee series. I hadn't talked to you since then. And I went there not even knowing what I was going to feel like leaving. And when I left, this one, New York, everything was going good for the Yankees. But good God, Judge, Soto, Volpe, and all of them, you know, it's not the same now, but I was like, that's what it's supposed to feel like. The electricity when Judge came up to bat. Like, I'll never forget that. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, the Giants, they're the exact opposite. I know you'd been down early on just what they are as far as sizzling, exciting. The youth movement's kind of taken over. I love what I'm seeing from Ramos. But as a collective, when you watch the Giants, do you feel differently about the excitement level, or are you still kind of, this ain't it?
I mean, I watch every night for Ramos. I watch for Ramos. I love Matos. I loved it when they had Luciano up, even though he was struggling in the field. I love seeing the guys with the tools who are the future, you know, much more than watching Yaz or Slater or these just, you know, the middling group of guys that they've had. So I'd like to see more of the youth movement. I really would. I'd love to see Carson Wisenhunt. I'd love to see Grant McCray. Wouldn't mind seeing Hunter Bishop at some point.
Even if they're trying to get a playoff spot.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see the young players. I mean, to me, the Giants, both this year and last year, probably the most exciting they were was when they promoted the young players. Yeah. Last year in May, they had a nice little run. This year, they did the same thing. I think that you just got to stick with these guys. You got to stick with Ramos. You got to stick with Matos. You got to stick with Luciano. It's like, if Yaz makes mistakes, no problem. Slater makes mistakes and was terrible, no problem.
He's gone now.
But I mean, they let him off almost exclusively when he played. But as soon as Luciano came up, as soon as he made a couple mistakes, it was like, oh, can't have that. You just absolutely can't have that. So they just don't seem like they're giving a, you know, they have a big stomach for their young players developing. I do think it's interesting, though, that Farhan's like, you know, we're a real disappointment.
That shocked me.
What do you expect? Did anybody really think? I mean, sometimes I wonder how smart is Farhan. The Vegas over-under was 81. Vegas thought you were a 500 team. You're 45-49.
And that's disappointing to me.
And you're off of a disappointing week. So you're basically right on the Vegas number. So why you can
well,
sit
technically
here?
Technically, you're not. But yeah.
Well, I mean, up until 3 days ago,
you're absolutely
right on the number within a game, and you're being like, oh, we're a huge disappointment. Not according to Vegas.
And you know what?
According to Vegas, you're par for the course. You're doing exactly what they thought you were going to do.
Yeah, and you know why I love this medium, just radio in general, even if I wasn't in it, is everybody has their opinion, and they're entitled. And sometimes that's how you grow. When you think one way and you hear somebody say something and you're not too full of yourself, you're like, you know what, damn, that Larry, that was a damn good point. But I say that to say is I'm talking to Shasky yesterday. We can all agree he's a diehard fan. He was like, they need a shortstop. I'm reading Grant Brisby in The Athletic this morning. I thought about Shasky. It was just Shasky, my guy. Grant's like, the crazy way, I'm summarizing it, paraphrasing, the crazy way that the Giants found their shortstop. And I'm like, are they in position at this juncture to say, Nick, I'm in, see you later? Like, if this Wisely or Fitch, like, who's their shortstop
it's
for the...
It's not those
and,
guys.
And, but then... Was that the right move to say night night time, man?
Yes.
If we get late in September or you're and a ball's, you know, like I just question, like, damn, you did that now? Okay. I won't second guess you, but for you to say Bichette, I'm like, oh, Larry thinks they still need a shortstop.
Come on, Matt Wisely or Brett Wisely or whatever. Brett Wisely.
That's his brother.
Tyler Fitzgerald. Are we being serious here? Those guys have done a decent job filling in.
And they got
Fitzgerald can run. Wisely's a little bit better hitter than you think.
Okay, right? No, I'll give you that.
He's definitely looked good at times.
But he's not your Brandon Crawford.
No, but those guys have shown enough to kiss off Ahmed. Because Ahmed can't hit at all. I mean, just an absolute zero offensively, and he's always been a zero offensively. When it was Crawford or Ahmed or Crawford, I agreed with Farhan's decision to go with Ahmed because they didn't want the emotional
deal of
trying to, you know, separate.
Klay Thompson.
Yeah, they didn't want to separate from Crawford and DFA him in the middle of the year and all that. So they didn't want to do that. So I get it. And it was easier for them to move off, and it's easier for Crawford to accept that the end is near in St. Louis than it is here.
Boy, it is here.
So when it was just Crawford or Ahmed, I like the idea of Ahmed. But now that they found Wisely, now that you've and Wisely's hit a little bit, now that you've seen Fitzgerald a little bit, now that you got Casey Schmidt still on the 40-man, he can play short, you got Luciano on the 40-man, I think it made sense. Ahmed was not going to get any run here, nor should he have. But as far as is shortstop covered, there's a big difference between do you have good enough players to get rid of Nick Ahmed and is the position covered? The position's not covered. And if you could get Bo Bichette Toronto, I might want to do that. Now, he's not having a great year. And, you know, so there's that. I mean, it's, you know, how much is he going to contribute? They could roll with Wisely. Heck, I would be fine if they promoted Luciano and just played Luciano innings 1 through 5 and then played those other guys as defensive replacements, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, you know, that kind of a thing. Because I think I'd love to see Luciano's bat, you know, in the middle of that lineup or even at the bottom of that lineup, even if he's got some swing and miss. I mean, he puts a charge into the baseball. So I'd love to see him promoted, but I got to think they probably got something cooking.
They're going to add. You think Farhan's going to be aggressive?
I think they will. I think
him
they will
saying add. Basically, like, I went to Nordstrom's. I got a lot of stuff. It's up to the players. I was like, that's a guy that feels like he's got some job security. You know, a lot of people, if they don't make the playoffs, Farhan's gone. I'm like, he dodged that bullet, and I don't even think it's in the chamber anymore. Even if I believe I do.
I think
the ownership stinks. We don't. You know what I mean?
Like, he's tied. Even though his term was tied to Melvin, and a lot of people speculated, then if Melvin's got 3 years, then Farhan's got 3 more years. I think that's more for outward purposes.
So you think if they didn't make the playoffs, it would be tragic.
Free agents. I think it was about trying to attract free agents.
Make it this year to the third wild card, you think he's gone?
Yeah.
I would bet you right now. I would hope that's the case.
I think he's gone.
Not being a hater, rooting for somebody to get fired. I just think you've been tenured longer than you should have. And it's funny. I just saw your body language. You didn't even know you were giving it off when you brought up yes. And I'm with you with yes. And I feel like you ain't in Slater territory yet, but I would rather watch the youngsters Matos run out there and see if he could tap into what Ramos has done. But I bring that up to ask you, how far is Estrada batting 225? How far is he from Yaz territory in your mind? Because I know when he's
28. First, he's 28.
But I know when he's on, I'm like, this dude, I like him. But Larry, I've been watching him.
He was the
Willie
Mack Award winner last year.
I don't know, man.
He had 271 last year. He's hitting 225 this year.
271 is the new 300.
Yeah, but he drove in 49 last year in 120 games.
But I'm like, let me
get
Larry.
He's driven in 40 this year.
What do you think of Estrada?
I like him. I like Estrada. I think he's a good player. He's not hitting right now, but I still like him. I still think he's a good player. I mean, he's their best second baseman for sure. And, he's not hot right now. I mean, obviously he's going through a cold patch, but I still think he's.
You happy with the Solaire signing?
What's he
trying to do everything, right? I hate watching him bat lead off.
Well, he got hot,
he got sick, and he was out. But I'm like, damn, Larry, this dude's supposed to be third or fourth bopping.
Yeah, but they don't have a leadoff hitter. And Jorge Soler had a really successful run in the playoffs a few years ago as the leadoff hitter.
Right.
And so they're putting him there trying to ignite him. I mean, the leadoff spot is where you put a bat that you're trying to get going. And that's why the Giants put Slater there, because they were trying to get him going. And that's what they've done
with Flores.
And that's what they're doing with Jorge. And Jorge's a warm weather guy.
He's been walking, man. And it'll get you a double. And I like even told Willie the other day, I've been impressed. But, he got sick up here the last couple of days, missed a couple games. But I guess, you know, you got to dance with who you brought, right? But, you know, I was asking anybody that listened, Dibs, Willard, Steiny, Bonte, Shasky, what would you get this team? Like, if one, and you said, well, Bichette, that was the first one that came out.
I mean, Bichette would be nice. Vladdy Jr. would be nice, a real presence. I like Andrew Vaughn. Andrew Vaughn's a line drive hitter. He went to Cal. Yeah, you absolutely could get him. They have nothing going for themselves. That's the other thing, too. If the Giants want to trade Marco Luciano, there's probably a pretty good trade market for Marco Luciano. You're still talking about a shortstop with power potential.
Are we talking about really still a shortstop? Or are you still there?
He could be a third baseman.
I've heard nothing about him since he's gone. You know what I mean? What's happening?
He needs some development as far as his glove is concerned. But, I mean, I think there's lots of teams around baseball that would gladly take Marco Luciano off your hands. There's also, you know, the Giants have to decide. I mean, they also have, you know, Bryce Eldridge in the minor leagues. They've got some young guys in the minor leagues.
Who just has incredible power.
Yeah, but do they take a chance on that guy? I mean, they signed Jung-Hoo Lee, and he had the terrible injury, sadly, and he's done for the year. Otherwise, he'd been playing really well.
Any Giant fan or myself to be mad at, not mad, like I'm looking at Soler and it's like, it's the thing that's haunted the Giants. It's leadoff hitter by committee. Would you be like, nah, Goo, they tried to address that. Farhan did. Lee got hurt trying to get that ball in center field. Relax. The reason you're seeing... They paid him way too much.
I mean, let's
okay,
be,
well, Bonte was a big fan.
But, he's a 260 hitter. Yeah. I mean,
his makeup looked like a leadoff hitter.
Right.
And he hadn't got the second, third go round facing rotations.
19
but they
million.
You were desperate. You were trying to send this message to your fan base. We got one.
Yeah.
She'll go out with me.
But I mean, that's sad. It is sad that, you know,
but
I mean, they overpaid. I mean, they paid Jung-Hoo Lee what the Astros are paying Yordan Alvarez.
Oh, who's one of my favorites, by the way.
They're paying Jung-Hoo what the Diamondbacks are paying Corbin Carroll.
Oh, man. Now, Stop it with that, Larry.
You know, I mean, and Jung-Hoo is a better player than I thought he was. He's a really good defensive player.
He had wrecked that shoulder prior.
I didn't know that, Larry. That's the big question. The big question is
Carfax.
Yeah, how healthy is that shoulder?
Yeah.
But I mean, he plays the hell out of center field. Guy had a really good batting eye. He had way better bat speed than I ever thought. I was pleasantly surprised with Jung-Hoo Lee. I really was. But if you still looked at what he did, he was going to hit between probably 250 and 270, somewhere in there, and he wasn't going to hit 15 home runs.
But he was going to steal you some bags, Larry.
But he wasn't going to steal 15 bags. I mean,
you don't believe he would have stole 15?
He's never done it before.
You sound like Bonte.
He's never done it before. I mean, it's like, if the guy had ever hit 20 home runs, then he can hit 20 home runs. If he'd ever stolen 15 bases, he could steal. He has never done that. So he's not giving you tons of power, tons of speed. So it's got to be defense and on-base percentage has got to be his thing. And to me, it's like, if you're going to pay a guy $19 million, he's got to hit you 275 to 295.
He didn't get the chance to, though, so we got to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I mean, he at times was above that. You know, we'll see. But, I mean, I overall, he was a pretty nice addition. Snell, lots of people would say, oh, my God, what a disaster.
I gave him a standing ovation in my living room for five innings. And I understand why. But Larry can, like, the second half, you're right. This is his time. It's go time.
Or maybe it's trade time.
But he has an option. Could you imagine if the Giants fizzle out, he gets back to what he normally is in the second half, and he's like, you know what? This was nice, but y'all ain't ready. Night-night.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is also why you might be able to trade him. Because, you know, he's a second half guy.
When would you make that choice, though? They would have to be like, Willard was like, I don't know if you were with them yesterday.
Make it in the next 2 weeks.
These next 3 weeks are important.
I mean, you know the way the trade deadline is. It used to be there was August waivers. Now there's none of that. So the 31st, you'll either make trades or you will not make trades. So, they've got 2 weeks to figure this out. Now, they have Logan Webb. They have Snell.
Who
and
got
Hicks
touched
and
up the
Kyle
other
Harrison.
Day? Seven earned runs, Larry.
But do you bring up Mason Black? Do you bring up Carson Wisenhut?
Why wouldn't
do you, bring
you try
up,
Mason Burns? Black though? Why?
Well, do you go? Well, I'm saying some of these guys are already up. do you go with the Bird Songs and the Wizenhunts and these guys and maybe trade a Blake Snell or trade a Robbie Ray or trade an Alex
Cobb? Not doing that until we fit like Willard. I keep bringing up Willard. He was saying the next 2 weeks, if you went 6-12, Larry, or you know, the 3-7, or then I'd be like, okay, now we gotta be proactive and get rid of this dude before he probably leaves us.
Then there's the bullpen. I mean,
Birdsong's been nice, man.
Do you take Ryan Walker and let him close and trade Doval? I mean, that would seem to be uncharacteristic of the Giants to do something like that. But I mean, like the A's, for example, are shopping Mason Miller. Mason Miller has got like a 1-point ERA.
They make the Giants look like the Dodgers.
But I mean, if the Giants have
There's no meaningful games left for the A's.
The Giants have a 23% chance of making the playoffs, according to Fangraphs. 23%.
Okay, in 2 weeks.
So that means they got about a 75% chance of not making the playoffs.
Man.
So if you could get a star player or two for a reliever, you might want to consider it. You might want to consider that. I don't know if they have anybody else. Maybe Conforto might be of interest to somebody. Maybe Flores could be of interest to somebody. Heck, Lamont Wade could be of interest to somebody if he continues to swing the bat the way he's swinging.
You know what? We're up against it, Larry. I got a surprise Giant question for you on the other side.
Okay, I like that.
But that is my main man, Larry Krueger, filling in for Steiny right here on Steiny and Guru. On the other side, my surprise question to the man, the myth, the legend, Larry Krueger.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.